Hi everyone, I'm Mark Esper. Welcome to another instant no-spoiler reaction. Quite often we get to see films before they hit the cinemas. Sometimes it can be a few months, sometimes it might only be a day beforehand. Either way, we're now recording our instant reactions, and together with a monthly roundup podcast to see if we still feel the same way weeks later. Because sometimes there are movies that can change your mind. Have a listen now to our latest instant reaction.
Wow, and that was something else. That was Everything, Everywhere, All at Once with Michelle Yeoh. And in a word, I mean, that was epic in a way, wholly unexpected. I mean, not unexpected in sense of disappointment or anything, but in the sense of scale. I mean, this is a movie that just grows and grows and grows and just keeps on growing. In terms of story, we're following the life of Evelyn Wang, as played by Michelle Yeoh. Drowning in stress, whether it be corralling her family and customers to attend a Chinese New Year dinner, or just plain debt in the instance of a fantastically pernicious tax auditor, as played by an on-fire Jamie Lee Curtis. Well, that is until Evelyn gets an interdimensional intervention from her meek husband's alter ego. You see, she's not the boring, put-upon Evelyn that she believes herself to be, but rather one of an infinitesimal number of Evelyns. More to the point, her daughter is actually possessed by a violent entity who is determined to hunt her down and kill everybody in her way. So what starts out as a small-scale family comedy drama just really explodes across its 2 hours and 20 minutes. I mean, but rest assured, Michelle Yeoh does get a version of life where she kicks ass. And even more so than Jackie Chan, she really does manage to soak every movement and gesture of her character with real emotion. As I said, Jamie Lee Curtis steals the first act as an unapologetic, energy-sucking tax assessor. And James Wong as Evelyn's dad is also really good fun too. However, watching this, you can't help thinking that Benedict Cumberbatch's, or rather Marvel's soon-to-be-released Multiverse of Madness has really got some serious competition on its hands. I mean, this is a film that continually pushes the boundaries. And each time you think it's starting to run out of ideas, it just serves up another surreal delight. In summary, I think like Inception before it, this is clearly a film that is going to benefit from a second viewing as a kind of more deeper, more spiritual dive than, say, The Matrix. Yeah, I mean, that's high praise. But this is really one wholly surprising watch from start to finish. So what I'd say is check it out as soon as it swaps its universes and appears near your local cinema now. I really don't think you're going to be disappointed.
So if you like that instant reaction, please consider signing up for more. By subscribing to our podcast, you'll be alerted every time a new instant reaction drops and when we're able to share it with you. Also, because sometimes a film can really start to grow on you, we'll be hosting an extra roundtable podcast to see if these initial feelings still hold true. So until then, please keep safe and we look forward to seeing you on the next instant no-spoiler reaction. All the best. Bye.